It's another Tuesday, and you know that means it's Tech Tuesday with Sarah Kenzie, Digital Media Manager here at Mater Dei Radio. Sarah is joining us today to let you know what you're going to find in your inbox this afternoon. Hey, good morning, Sarah. Thanks for joining us again today.
Good morning, Brenda.
I love getting the emails because it's always kind of exciting. It's like a little present. You don't know what's going to be in it yet, and I get excited when I get to see it. Now we get to have a little preview of it. So it is Tuesday. People are going to be getting a great email, kind of highlighting what we've been doing here at Mater Dei Radio. What is the first interview they're going to find on their afternoon email?
So the first thing you'll find in today's email is an interview that Brenda did with Kelsey Bell, and she is the head of the Office of Persons with Disabilities at the Archdiocese of Portland. And this interview was just so great, Brenda. I loved your conversation about how the pandemic has affected people with disabilities, some really practical ways to welcome them back to the parishes, because there can be a lot of challenges for people with disabilities going to Mass, honestly, in general, but especially, during the pandemic. So there's some great practical resources for that. Whether you know someone, in your family or your friends that could use some of these resources, or just how we can all be more welcoming in our parishes.
I love that you put that in there. Sarah, this was a really important interview for me to have with Kelsey Bell, and I've had her on the Morning Blend a couple of times before, talking about her office and the things that she do. As she likes to put it, she works with people of all abilities.
Yes.
And that's important to know. For our own family, I had Uncle Bob, and he had a disability that he, lived with. But I tell you, what he was to our family, he was the glue. He was definitely the glue in the lot. Many years that we had to be with our uncle, and our faith tells us, instructs us to love all people, especially those like my uncle.
I love that. And I have a similar situation. My brother has autism. And when Kelsey was talking about all these ways that, we can make families and people with disabilities feel more welcome, I just thought that was such a good topic, because I think so often if you're not in that family or in that situation, you don't really understand, all these individual needs that each person has. And like you said, like, they are the glue, though, that holds our family together. And so I just love that she really focuses all her work on helping people with disabilities.
The other important thing that she talked about in her interview, too, was a one size does not fit all.
Yes.
In this community, especially just because you have dealt with somebody who's had autism before, doesn't mean those skills are going to translate into the next person that you meet. You just meet them where they're at, and definitely reach out to her office. So I love that people will have an opportunity to listen to that one again. So also coming up, what else is in the email?
So the next thing in the email is our show Voice of the Shepherd. And so you'll hear an amazing interview with Archbishop Alexander Sample, and he's going to talk about Catholic feasts and traditions. And so this is one he did at the beginning of August, but it really gives a great picture of why, as Catholics, we celebrate all of these different feasts and holy days.
We are really fortunate that our Archbishop Alexander Sample comes on just about every week to host Voice of the Shepherd.
That's right.
I remember when he first came to our archdiocese, and he's talked about this before on the air, that what a joy it was for him to know that there was Catholic radio in the area. He says to keep it going year after year is one thing, but to get a whole radio station up and going is a lot of work. And so he talks about how wonderful it was that we had the radio station and his ability to have the show Voice of the Shepherd, because the number of people that he can reach all at once
right. Is
really excellent. Sarah, if you go to our webpage, you can find the podcast. And in the programming list, you can just look up Voice of the Shepherd, and you will have literally years
right. Of
his discussion. So I encourage all of our listeners to check that out. It is a Tech Tuesday with Sarah Kenzie, Digital Media Manager here at Mater Dei Radio. You're going to be getting an email coming this afternoon, and Sarah's here to give us just a little bit of an insight as to what you're going to find. Of course, we talk every day on the Morning Blend what's happening in our area, and you're adding a great highlight of a community event that's happening Coming up on August 23rd is the celebration of the Feast of the Queenship of Mary, Marian Prayer Center, and is inviting the community to join them.
Yes, so next Monday, August 23rd, you can join the Marian Prayer Center. That's in Milwaukee. And they're going to be having a special rosary, mass, and you can also enroll in the Order of the Brown Scapular. And so all of that is to celebrate the Queenship of Mary. If you notice that just this week we had the Assumption of Mary, and so it's a nice natural progression to the Queenship of Mary, so we can continue on honoring Our Lady that way.
And if you, I would love to always remind our listeners, if your parish is having a special event, definitely let Mater Dei Radio know, because we have our community calendar. It's the one place that all of the community knows they are going to find great events happening today and next week and month after that. So I encourage our listeners to check that out and let us know all about it. Sarah Kenzie is the digital media manager joining us today on another Tech Tuesday. Well, I must say, Sarah, it's been a topic that's taking up a lot of time and energy, most definitely from you and all of us in the station, because we are getting close to launching an app. Let our listeners know a little bit about what you've been working on.
So we are now in the phase where we're going to be asking a group to beta test our new app. And so that way we can really get it to be really polished for this fall when we release it to the general public. So we actually have a few spots left in this testing group. So if you are interested in maybe getting a preview of the app, taking a survey, and just let us know what we can do to improve it and just work all the little quirks out, feel free to send an email to info@materdeiradio.com. And we have a few spots open, and we'll see if we can get you in there.
It doesn't take too much time either. It's really about downloading the app, using it, and looking at all the different features, maybe signing up for a notification,
yep,
and then just a short survey to let us know what you thought of it. Boy, I've been looking at it, playing with it. It's been a lot of fun. And I encourage our listeners that if you think you might have an opinion that you'd like to share about our app, please let us know, because we'd love to have you on this group of people. Well, who's going to be the first ones to get to see the Mater Dei Radio app? Well, Sarah, I sure appreciate your time today. It is always a lot of fun. And again, we look forward to that email this afternoon.
Thanks so much, Brenda.
And again, that is Sarah Kenzie, the digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. If you want to be a part of that test group, well, just head over to our webpage, and I will be sure to add information to where you can send that email. That's at materdeiradio.com.